And it's time for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Here I am once again. So the movie this week is Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu. The Mandalorian is, I think he's considered to be a bounty hunter. And he's played by a pretty well-known actor these days, Pedro Pascal, who has done many kind of fine things. And he's played the Mandalorian on several other occasions. And Grogu is his, what they're calling his apprentice. And he's someone who has bonded with the Mandalorian over the past several films and TV shows. But essentially, it's a Star Wars, part of the Star Wars batch of movies and TV shows and whatnot. I personally, although in truth, I had been looking forward to this. I liked Mandalorian and Grogu TV, Disney TV things. Grogu is adorable. He has this wonderful quality of being old and childish all at the same time. And there's some wonderful scenes with him and Mandalorian and several of the other characters. Another well-known character is Sigourney Weaver. And another well-known actor, Jeremy Allen White, plays Rata the Hutt, who is related, I think he's either the son or the nephew of Jabba the Hutt, of the the very earliest of the Star Wars movies. And it could have been anybody in there, because it's not just a mask, it's a whole full body costume. So it really, I was watching him thinking, I mean, I know who it is because I read that, but I sure as heck wouldn't know just by watching this performance. Like, it could have been anybody inside the hot suit. So anyway, I sort of wondered a little bit about the point of having a really big name playing this role and being unrecognizable. And Sigourney Weaver does not have much to do, but I think seems to be what she's been doing recently. She has roles in kind of science fiction-y movies, playing people who are smart and people that, you know, you're going to pay attention to, but she doesn't do very much. So I thought that was kind of too bad, because she really is an excellent actress. And Pedro Pascal, who is the Mandalorian, is best when he is acting with Grogu, also sometimes known as Baby Yoda, because that's pretty much what everybody thought. Everybody thought that's what his name was when he first started appearing in these Disney things on TV. But he's frankly worth watching just because he's so darn cute. They have him doing, you know, sort of bouncing on stuff, and he's a cute little thing, but he has superpowers, and he can move very heavy things around by the power of his mind, and so on. And at one point, he saves the Mandalorian, literally saves him, and then they spend another several episodes of this movie kind of flying around, and it's just, it hasn't got a whole lot of appeal for me, I must admit. Maybe I'm sort of just beyond the Star Wars arena, I don't know, but certainly it was a long movie. It was 2 hours and at least a quarter. And they went sort of from one action sequence to another, and from one series of really bad guys to another. And there were mechanics, these tiny little mechanics who came to fix the Mandalorian's spaceship, his vehicle. And they were cute too. So there were a few cutesy things that I thought, yeah, this is okay. But mostly I didn't like it. And there was, as I said, a lot of action, a lot of violence, lots of bad guys being shot with laser guns. And the other thing, and this, I think it's not just me, but I don't know. It is a dark, like physically dark movie. I was having trouble trying to see what the heck was going on the screen because there were so many things happening so quickly and they were so dark. I think, why don't they just turn a light on so that we can sort of see what's happening? That sort of never really happened. I think maybe towards the end, they ended up on a planet that had a sun and you could see things, but mostly it was just really dark and really hard to see and too much very noisy action. So, you know, if you are a Star Wars fanatic, as many people are, you might want to see this one. It's actually not doing tremendously well. The audiences are enjoying it more than critics, which is not at all surprising because it just doesn't have much going for it. It wouldn't be the lowest rated movie, but it's probably close to it. Okay, 62% of the critics said, yeah, this is good. 89% of regular audiences, this is the popcorn beater, liked it. So clearly it seems to be designed for people who want to see cutesy Grogu and brave and honorable and hunky Mandalorian, but not a whole lot of story. If the story is, if the evil empire has fallen and imperial warlords remain scattered throughout the galaxy as the fledgling New Republic works to protect Mandalorian is trying to, among others, trying to cope with these imperial warlords who are still trying to take over the New Republic. But one other thing I should mention is another person who was given acting credit is Martin Scorsese, who's a filmmaker who essentially doesn't act. He's an excellent filmmaker. And in this, he plays kind of a technician or somebody who has, again, unrecognizable. And the only reason I knew it was him is because I recognized his voice. So I said, this was, again, like, I don't know what the point was in putting Martin Scorsese into this kind of cameo, but they did. So they probably ended up spending a ton of money to have Martin Scorsese do a cameo and Jeremy Allen White be unrecognizable as Rotto the Hutt. Anyway, it's unlikely that I will go to the movies anyway to see this, you know, Star Wars type of movie, because it's just, yeah, I think maybe I've outgrown it, or maybe they're just not doing terribly good job of putting new versions of the story out. I'm not sure. And also, I had seen last week, I saw such a good movie, and I've seen several good movies. So this one was just, this was just kind of a big disappointment. If you're going to go to the movies and you want to see something worth seeing, fun, good for both adults and children, then go see The Sheep Detectives, because that was wonderful. So I guess that's all I have to say about the last couple of weeks. There are a few more interesting movies coming along, and I don't know, I haven't checked all the dates and so on. The Mandalorian movie just started this past Friday, so it'll be there for a while. And frankly, if you haven't seen the movie Michael about Michael Jackson, you might want to catch that. There is much to be said for that movie as well. So I guess that's about it for me for this week. Maybe next week I will have something better to report.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a great week.
Yep. You too.
Okay, bye.